For Palestinian children, history isn't just learned from the pages of a school textbook. It is the memories and stories their mothers, fathers, and grandparents ensure they never forget. It is their experiences living under Israeli occupation. Mohammed Abu Aldabat, who's in the 10th grade, is also learning about how history can be rewritten.
It teaches me that if something like this happens in the future, not to keep silent or think this is normal. I have to protest like I am now and stand against the occupation.
In July, the Israeli Education Ministry revoked the permanent licenses of 6 Palestinian schools in occupied East Jerusalem.
The Education Minister declined our request for an interview, but in a statement she says the schools are using textbooks that glorify prisoners' armed struggle against Israel, and they're teaching incitement.
The schools have 1 year to remove the books or they'll be closed.
It's like an authoritarian regime that wants to wipe parts of the truth from his own people. And this is happening to 7-year-old children. This is ridiculous. And we will not allow that.
Since a 1975 order, the Palestinian Authority has overseen the education of its people.
We contacted the donors of the educational sector and the international community to urge them to take action and stop this attack against Palestinian educational system in Jerusalem.
One of the attorneys representing the school says this is politically motivated censorship that breaches the 1995 Oslo Accords and international laws on occupation.
The basic and most common rule in international law regarding occupied territories, whereas the occupant could never rule an occupied territory with sovereignty. Since one of the main and most inherent instruments of sovereignty is dictation of education.
The legal team representing the schools admits the prospects of prevailing in the Israeli judicial system are slim. These Palestinians say at stake is the erasure of their heritage and identity. Natasha Ganeim, Al Jazeera, Occupied East Jerusalem.